Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on carving a bass wobble with groove pull tricks for jungle and old school D&B vibes. Today we're not just building a bass sound, we're building a bass relationship with the drums. That's the big difference. In jungle and old school drum and bass, the bass should feel like it's dancing around the break, not fighting it. So instead of leaning only on an LFO or a predictable wobble pattern, we're going to use groove, note length, spacing, and a little bit of controlled grit to make the bass feel alive. The goal here is a bass line that sounds human, syncopated, and properly carved into the rhythm. Think pressure, movement, and space, not endless wub-wub. We want something that sounds intentional, dark, and mix-ready. First, set the project up for D&B timing. A tempo somewhere between 160 and 172 BPM is the sweet spot here. If you want that classic jungle feel, aim around 166 to 170. If you want a more rolling D&B push, 172 is a solid choice. Keep it in 4/4, and before you even obsess over the bass, build a drum loop first. Use a chopped break, or at least a kick and snare pattern that feels like a real drum foundation. The bass has to respond to that groove. Don't design it in isolation. It also helps to work with an 8-bar loop from the beginning. A lot of D&B bass lines feel better when they evolve over a longer phrase, instead of just repeating a 1-bar idea over and over. You want the bass to breathe over time. Now let's build the instrument chain. We're going to split this into two parts, a sub-layer and a mid-wobble layer. That separation is really important if you want clean low end and enough movement up top. For the mid-bass, create a new MIDI track and call it Bass MID. You can build this with Waveatable or Operator. If you use Waveatable, start with a saw or square wave on oscillator 1, and maybe a square or slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2. Keep unison low, 1 or 2 voices max. Too much unison in this range will smear the low end and make the bass lose focus. After that, put auto filter after the instrument and use a low pass 24 dB setting. Add a little drive, maybe 10 to 20%, and place the cutoff somewhere in the 120 to 400 Hz area depending on how bright the notes are and how much movement you want. Then add saturator with soft clip turned on. A few dB of drive is usually enough to give you weight and bite without destroying the tone. If you want extra grit, drum bus can work too, but keep the drive conservative and be careful with the boom control. Usually, boom should stay off for bass unless you really know what you're tuning. Finish with EQ8 to cut sub-rumble below 25 to 30 Hz and tame any harshness, around 2 to 5 kHz if needed. If you want a more authentic old-school sub-mid character, operator is a great choice too. Use a sine or triangle as the bass, keep it controlled, and add saturation, filtering, and EQ after that. That tends to sit nicely in jungle mixes. Now create the sub-layer on a separate track called SUB. This should be simple, stable, and boring in the best possible way. Use operator with a sine wave, keep it mono, and if you want, add a very subtle glide. The sub's job is not to show off. Its job is to hold the weight of the track together. On the SUB track, keep the chain minimal, operator, then utility with width at 0%, then EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz if needed. You might add a compressor or glue compressor for consistency, but only if the sub is actually uneven. Otherwise, leave it clean. The sub should be dry, centered, and rock solid. Now for the rhythm. This is where the groove gets carved. Program a 1-bar or 2-bar bass MIDI clip, but don't make it too busy. Jungle and old school D&B usually work better when the bass phrases leave space. Think short notes on off beats, gaps before snare hits, and little call and response moments with the break. For example, you might place hits on the offbeats in 1 bar, then answer them differently in the next. The exact note pattern matters less than the feeling of the space around it. The best bass lines in this style often seem to duck around the break rather than forcing themselves across every subdivision. Now open the groove pool. This is the core trick in this lesson, and it's the part that makes the bass feel carved instead of just programmed. Try grooves like MPC Swing, SP-style grooves, or even better, extract a groove from one of your own break loops. That's often the most authentic option, because the bass will start speaking the same rhythmic language as the drums. Assign the groove to your bass clip and start with moderate settings, timing around 20 to 40%, velocity around 10 to 30%, and random near zero or just a tiny amount if you want a bit of looseness. Don't overdo it. If the timing is too strong, the bass will feel lazy or late against the break. The groove should enhance the pocket, not drag the bass off the beat. Here's the big move. Carve the wobble using note lengths, not just modulation. Duplicate the bass clip and make one version with short notes and another with slightly longer notes. Short notes create stabs and punctuation. Longer notes create pressure and sustained movement. When GroovePool shifts those different note lengths around the grid, the line starts to feel alive in a much more musical way. If you're using glide or portamento, note overlap becomes important too. Short staccato notes are great for choppy jungle phrases, while slightly overlapping notes can give you that connected, slithering old-school feel. So pay attention to where the note tails end. Great groove often comes from rests as much as from notes. To make the wobble feel like it's actually speaking, add filter movement. In Waveedable, you can map the filter cutoff to an envelope. A fast attack, medium decay, low sustain, and short release gives you a punchy talking bass shape. If you're using auto filter, automate the cutoff over one or two bar shapes. A classic jungle move is to open the filter on the bass hit and close it again before the next snare. That creates tension and release in a very old-school way. And this is where the groove and the wobble work together. The groove decides when the bass says something. The filter decides how it says it. Rhythm first, tone second, sound design third. That's a very useful order of thinking for this style. If the rhythm is strong, the patch doesn't need to be overcomplicated. For even more control, group the mid-bass chain into an instrument rack and map some macros. Great choices are cutoff, resonance, drive, width, envelope amount, and release. That gives you fast hands-on control over the bass movement across the arrangement. For example, your intro can be tighter and darker, then the drop can open up with more drive and resonance. In the breakdown, you can close the filter down again and leave more room for atmosphere and sub-pressure. On the mix side, keep the sub dominating below about 80 to 100 Hz and let the mid-bass live mostly above that. Avoid stereo widening on anything below 120 Hz. If the break is dense, a gentle sidechain from the kick or drum bus can help the bass tuck out of the way just enough. You're not trying to create an EDM pump here unless that's specifically the vibe. You just want the low end to breathe. A useful DN beat arrangement trick is to think in sections. For a 16-bar idea, you might start with a stripped intro and filtered bass, bring in the groove over the next section, open the filter more in the middle, then finish with a variation that uses more stutters, fills, or rhythmic changes. Jungle and old-school D&B really come alive when the bass answers the drums. A fill, a bass reply, a snare accent, then a tiny hole before the next phrase can hit much harder than constant motion. Now let's talk about common mistakes, because they matter here. First, don't overswing the bass. Too much groove timing can make it feel late and sloppy. Second, don't make the bass too wide. Wide low end falls apart in clubs and on mono systems. Third, don't overdo unison or detune. That can blur the identity of the note. Fourth, don't ignore note lengths. A great groove with bad note lengths will still sound messy. Fifth, don't destroy the sub with distortion, chorus, or stereo widening. Keep the foundation clean. And sixth, always leave room for the snare. That's a huge part of the sound in old-school D&B. If you want to push things further, extract groove from your own break and use that as the timing reference for the bass. You can also map velocity to more than just volume. Let it control filter cutoff, envelope depth, waveedable position, or even drive if your instrument chain allows it. That turns velocity into a compositional tool, not just a dynamics tool. Another powerful move is to add a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the mid-bass, band limit it to the mid-range, distort it harder than the main signal, and keep it quieter. That gives the bass more attitude without ruining the core tone. If you want to go further, split the bass in an audio effect rack, keep the low band clean and mono, and let the high band take the character processing. That's a very useful way to keep the foundation stable while still getting aggression and texture. Also, don't be afraid to resample. Once the groove feels good, bounce a few bars to audio, shop the best hits, reverse a tail here or there, and respace the edits against the drums. That's a very authentic jungle workflow, and it can give your bassline a more lived-in, edited feel. For a practice exercise, set the tempo to 170 BPM. Build a drum loop with a chopped break, and program a 4-bar bass clip. Make bars 1 and 2 more short and rhythmic, then bars 3 and 4 a little longer and more sustained. Apply groove pool with timing around 30% and velocity around 15%. Add a filter curve that opens slightly on each bass entry and closes before each snare. Then duplicate the clip. Make one version sparser and one more active, and compare which one leaves more room for the drums. That's the real test. If you can make the same bassline work as a half-open filtered intro, a full drop, and a breakdown with only sub and texture, then your groove design is strong. That means the bass is not just a sound, it's an arrangement tool. So to wrap it up, the key idea in this lesson is simple. Use Groove Pool to humanize the timing and velocity. Use note length to carve the rhythm. Split sub and mid for clean low-end control, and let the bass respond to the breakbeat instead of competing with it. If you get the rhythm right, the wobble doesn't need to be huge. It just needs to be carved properly so the drums, sub, and movement all lock together. That's the jungle magic.